Just further to the questions about Olympic Dam, and it was just on the cost of doing business in Australia, and I was going to ask, apart from the high Australian dollar, did the issue of tax in Australia come into the decision to hold back on Olympic?
Peter, the decision is almost wholly associated with, in the first instance, capital costs, which is not only an Australian issue. If we look at Chile and some other resource, Colombia and so on, where you've had similar exchange rate issues and cost increases, it is an industry issue and not so much, it happens to be an Australian issue as well, because Australia is an economy that is very largely resource exposed and based. As you know, the tax environment for this particular project has not changed at all since we started working on it 6 or 7 years ago. The MRRT only covers coal and iron ore, not copper, not gold, and not uranium. So the tax situation for this project has not changed. What has changed is the capital cost of construction. What has changed also is that post-Fukushima, there is a different and still developing outlook on things like uranium. Gold prices have changed. So there's been a number of variables here, but the most important one is that capital costs have gone up, which is an industry-wide phenomenon across the globe in most producing, large producing nations.